My name is George Becker. I'm the chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine for the Valley Hospital in Ridgewood, New Jersey. I think the important thing to understand is that there are some things that can't be delayed, and that's care for serious conditions like heart attack, stroke, significant injuries. So while these are scary times, these other illnesses are at least as significant as coronavirus, and it's important to come in quickly.
Are you seeing people delay?
We absolutely are seeing people delay, and we're seeing the ramifications of people not seeking care. They're coming in much later when the damage is done, and they've had their heart attack or stroke, and they're outside the window for early treatment that we're able to offer in ordinary times. We're seeing people come in with perforations of bowel after appendicitis instead of coming in early. And a lot of these conditions are time sensitive. So if you have a TIA, you want to get that checked out. That's what we would refer to as a mini stroke, mini meaning in time frame. So you want to come in before these symptoms progress to a full stroke.
So what is your advice if you're thinking to yourself, boy, this is serious. I really should go.
Right. Our advice would be that the stay-at-home recommendation ends when your medical emergency starts, and it is critical to come in. And we've taken a lot of time and effort to make sure it's safe for patients to come into the hospital. So our volume for coronavirus patients has been going down at our institution. We're seeing fewer and fewer in the emergency department. We take every effort to clean constantly. So we have environmental services cleaning up the emergency department continuously, cleaning the rooms, scrubbing everything down. We've added hand washing stations and sanitizer to the entire hospital, even outside of the hospital. We practice social distancing. Everyone wears full PPE and masks, including the patients. So it's safe to come in, and it's certainly safer than trying to wait out an emergency at home.
You are the overseer of the emergency department. So what are you doing as we prepare for the reopening?
Right. So we've been preparing for this all along. And what we do is we direct bed patients that are coming in and isolate the coronavirus patients, particularly so we're not having cross-contamination. The staff and the patients are all masked. We do believe that the most important things are still social distancing, wearing a mask, and frequent hand washing. So those are just as important in the hospital is at home. And as the staff is worried about their own safety, they're certainly worried about the patient's safety more. So we try to take care of the staff and the patients in the same way.
And how are you fixed for PPE?
I think at this point, we're doing very well. PPE is a constant effort on the part of the hospital and the hospital administration to secure PPE, but I would say by us, they've been doing a great job of it. So we're not worried about that, and patients shouldn't be worried that we don't have enough. Patients have been worried that perhaps not just about contracting COVID in a hospital, but also that they're worried about overburdening the healthcare system, which was the initial message. But they shouldn't worry about overburdening the healthcare system if they're having an emergency.
We are hearing that the fall could be bad. We're also hearing stories about how there could be rolling waves of infections from now on. What are you thinking from your years of experience? What do you think it would be smart to prepare for? I'm not putting you on the spot, am I?
I would say that from my years of experience, we don't always know as much as we think we know. And that is the most important thing is always to be prepared, because you can't plan as well for the future as you would like. So it may be that we see more patients coming in suddenly once we relax restrictions, and to be prepared for that. I don't think you can let up on any of the safety measures you put in place, and that's likely to go on indefinitely. I think coming back to the basics is always going to be the most important, as far as hand washing and social distancing and wearing a mask will be the most important. As far as what happens in the fall and the winter, I expect that we may see waves of this coming in, but given the surge we just went through, we should be adequately prepared for that, as long as we don't let our guard down.
A lot of people keep asking if we'll ever go back to normal.
Well, I think what will happen is we'll end up going back to a new normal. And it may be that for the foreseeable future, people are wearing masks in public places. I think there'll be a new understanding of what it means to practice personal hygiene and wash your hands frequently. I certainly hope that we're back to a place where we're gathering in public places, but I don't see that happening in the immediate future.
Do you think there will be a new emphasis on staying healthy because of problems that people with underlying health conditions seem to be having?
I certainly hope so. I think prevention is certainly a lot easier to attain than curing an illness or a disease once it's happened. So staying healthy is more important than ever. And I'm encouraged to, as I go around the neighborhoods, to see people out exercising and social distancing at the same time. And it's great to see everyone outside and getting activity. And those are the kind of things that are important for long-term health. So more important than ever, I would say.
Anything that you want to cover that I didn't ask you about?
The important message at this point is we know that people have been avoiding care for serious conditions, and the numbers have been down for visits for things like atrial fibrillation and stroke and MI and abdominal pain. And these are conditions where you really shouldn't be avoiding care. You're at greater risk staying home and trying to wait those out than you are coming to any hospital at this point.
Well, you made the case very strongly. Thank you. And thank you for taking the time.
Sure. It's my pleasure. Call me back at any time.